Smyrna, Georgia has a number one step in a close-in suburb of Atlanta. It's almost in the Atlanta Exchange, but not quite. The numbers in Smyrna begin with 4-3, and everything in its immediate area that's not in the Atlanta Exchange begins with either 4 or 9. For that reason, you would expect Smyrna to have a second selector on the 4 level and on the 9 level. But actually, the 9s all go to the ESS in the same building, even though a number of very nearby suburban offices begin with 9. But on the 4 level, there's actually a second selector. We can demonstrate this rather graphically by calling 411, and then while we're at it, let's play operator roulette. Now we're on the second selector, and boy, is this a hummy long phone line. And now we're on a third selector. The four ones are service and test codes.
Your number, please.
435-9167.
All right.
What's the number for the state of Georgia main switchboard?
You want information number there?
Yeah.
All right. 656-2000.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. May I have your number, please? Hello? Director assistance. Director assistance. May I have your number? Directory assistance, your number, please.
We'll get back to the fours in a minute, but first let's finish finding out how the first selector in Smyrna is wired. We've already looked at 9 goes to the ESS, 2 goes to the ESS, 3 goes to the ESS, and 4 has a second selector. Well, now I have some hope that 5 might actually go somewhere real. The reason is that all the 5s are in the downtown area, and Southern Bell has always had a good way to handle that. Now, until fairly recently, there was a step in the downtown area, and all of the main steps in Atlanta sent 5 to that downtown step. And then it would connect to the other entities downtown, depending upon the next 6 digits that you dialed. To give you an idea of what that was like, here's a recording made not from Smyrna, but from the 75, that's Plaza, West End step. There's some dialing crosstalk on this trunk from the West End step to the downtown steps 5 selector. Now on the 1 level of this selector is a trunk to the 521 crossbar 5. The 2 would be absorbed, but if you dial the 1 without the 2, you get this. Now that is one possible way that Smyrna could have handled the 5s until very recently. This is October 1977, and on Labor Day weekend 1977, the 5 step was disconnected. So that's not a possibility anymore. But there's already another tandem downtown which is being used for the 5s. Here's what happens when you dial 5 from the Eastlake 37 or Drake step. I dialed 5, and we've cut into a nice wire trunk from East Lake to downtown. What used to be here is that step selector that you heard before, but when I dial a 1 now, you'll hear it didn't do anything. That's because they've switched the trunks from the Drake step over to this slightly more modern tandem. Here's another 1, which will be a vacant code.
4-4. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-4. sorry.
Good old Atlanta 2, that's called. It's a crossbar tandem in the Ivy Street building. It used to handle the long-distance calls from steps in Atlanta. It did the CAMA function. But now it's just a local tandem, and this would actually be a great way to handle the calls from Smyrna. Unlike the ESS tandems, a crossbar tandem doesn't delay when it passes along supervision. Here's a call from the Drake step to a supervision test in a downtown crossbar 5. You'll notice that even though the supervision sounds a little funny on this trunk, at least it isn't all messed up the way it is coming through an ESS tandem. Did you hear that? There was some crosstalk from an MF incoming register, or perhaps an MF sender, in this crossbar 5 we're calling. Let's listen for a while because we're probably going to hear some more. If you're not listening with headphones, it may be hard to hear the MFs, so I'm going to modify the recording to suppress the sound of the ticks.
It should be noted that the time is now 2:30 a.m.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that. It's definitely not crosstalk from a trunk. I know that's crosstalk from within the crossbar 5 itself because of the quality of the sound. That's kind of a distorted sound. But anyway, those calls from the West End and Drake steps were recorded in the spring of 1977. It's now October 1977, and from the Smyrna step, let's dial 5. You know, it's just too damn quiet. I know what this is. It's another trunk to the ESS. I might as well dial a vacant code into the thing. It'll just be a local recording. It won't be anything important like 4044, but let's do it.
Sorry, you have reached a number that is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is the recording. We are sorry, you have reached a number that is no longer in service.
Okay, now one call.
Some very loud crosstalk on the neighborhood cable. Anyway, here is a call to the Time in Atlanta, the classic 522-8550 when Don Elliott was still on the announcements.
Compare full Hamilton National's annual percentage rate on auto financing and see how you can save 10 to 30%. Time?
3:38.
You know, I did have some hope for 5. They really could have sent that downtown, but they didn't. And it's fairly certain that 6 and 7 will also go to the ESS. The reason is that 2 and 3 went to the ESS, and if you don't put second selectors there, it doesn't make any sense to have them on 6 or 7 either. So anyway, let's make a token phone call to a number that begins with 6.
I'll now demonstrate that 611 costs money.
Afternoon, telephone repair service. May I have the number reporting?
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. Does it cost money to call 611 from a coin phone?
No, it should, the coin should return when you hang up.
Oh, it should?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
And there you have it.
By the way, the repair service bureau there is definitely in Marietta. I know that because that's the ring of the Marietta Crossbar 5. Now, as to the 7s, everything in the 7s is on T-Carrier from the Smyrna ESS, so let's choose the worst example possible, which is an awful-sounding T-Carrier trunk to the 7-5 West End ESS. This illustrates the early sound of T-Carrier that started showing up around 1969. Now the 8s in Atlanta are all in one part of town, and the 8-7 step acts as the switching point for 6-digit dialing from other steps. It would be possible for Smyrna to send the 8s right to the 8-7 step. And then you would dial the last 6 digits into that trunk, no need to use the ESS. After what we saw on 5, I'm not so sure they're going to take advantage of it though, but let's find out. When we dial 8, we're going to cut into a trunk of some sort. And if it sounds really quiet, it's the ESS. But if they're using the 8-7 step, we'll hear the selector noise from that building, which is the sound of two old-fashioned city dial tones beating. So anyway, let's dial 8. Well, what do you know? You dial 8 and the Smyrna step actually gets to be a step. Yes, this is the way it is supposed to work. You'll notice that not only is there 8-7 office noise here, but there's some new dial tone crosstalk which is coming from Smyrna. I've noticed that once you get charged for a call, that dial tone crosstalk from Smyrna tends to go away. So let's get charged for a call. On the 1 level is the mass calling code, which is the weather. So let's dial 1. And then 4 more digits, and let the weather start talking. Then I'll reset the trunk and we'll be able to hear the 8-7 office noise without the new dial tone from Smyrna on top of it.
The weather is brought to you by Southern Bell.
There we go, now the new dial tone is gone, but of course we also have the typical whine of T-Carrier. Now the office code for the weather is 871. The 7 is absorbed, and the one goes into the weather machine. They forgot to block the one level if you don't dial the absorbed digit 7 first, and that's why 8-1 goes to the weather. What should happen when you dial 8-1 is what I'm going to demonstrate here. I'm going to dial one of the other 8-7 codes without a 7 first. Now let's dial a ringing number in the 8-7 step, T-carrier and all. The other two switching entities in the 8 part of town are a couple of ESS offices across the street from the 8-7 step, and these are in the Peachtree Place central office. One of them has numbers beginning with 8-8, the other has numbers beginning with 8-9, and so the 8-7 step is used from other steps in Atlanta to switch to those two ESS offices. Each one of those ESSs has a number of Centrexes in it. So here's a call to a Centrex intercept recording in the 8-9 office. The 8 goes to the 8-7 step, and then the second digit switches to the ESS.
Recording. The number you have reached is not in service. If you are calling the Georgia Institute of Technology, please dial 894-2000. If you still need assistance, dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached is not in service.
We've just gone through the first selector wiring of a step office that is really like no other, and at the time I didn't think that was a very good thing.
So as you can see, this office is being treated as an invalid. You dial 7 digits, but it all goes through the ESS except for things beginning with 4 and 8.
I felt as if my job were to go into the intensive care unit and take a full spread of photographs of a patient hooked up to the machines with all the tubes coming out. It was a little bit horrifying to find a step in this condition. But now when I listen to the calls, especially the touch-tone phone calls, where you hear those touch-tone converters, the kind that were invented in the 1960s, and each one of those has its own signature, by the way. When I hear that, it just sounds like an interesting analog switch. Here's another call made from the touch-tone phone, this time to Fayetteville, 461. Now, we know there's a second selector on 4, and we'll get into that in a minute, but notice how this goes through. That went through similarly to the first call in this series, two ESS tandems. There's one, and there's the second one. But now we have a rotary dial phone, so we can dial 461 digit by digit and see what's really going on here. And at this point I would be very curious, because we've already seen there's a second selector on 4. And yet, on this code that begins with 4, we have somehow ended up going through two ESS tandems. So, what exactly is going on here? Let's find out from a rotary dial phone. I'll dial 461 rather slowly here. This is the power noise on a second selector. And the question is, what's going to happen when we dial 6? We know that intra-office calls go through directly, so there's no need to involve the ESS in those. And for those calls, we would dial a 3 next. But if we dial a 6, we're calling one of 4 outlying places, none of which are very nearby. 461 is Fayetteville, 463 is Palmetto, those are way down on the south side of the Atlanta area. So there's got to be a tandem involved here. And we've seen how the ESS has these 6-digit trunks that assume the first digit 2 or assume the first digit 3. Well, why not have one of those that assumes the first digit 4? It would be possible, for example, to use an arrangement called a double header, which would have a double connection standing by right now, and the next digit we dial would be pulsed into both the ESS and the step switching train. Then the double header notices what digit it is and drops whichever connection is not needed. Yes, there really was such a thing. In fact, there's one in Marietta, but it's being used to differentiate between directory assistance and long distance. So let's dial a 6, and if they're using a double header, which would be quite logical, we will not hear a step noise. Instead, we would drop onto a trunk to the ESS, which would probably have a reorder on it by now because I'm talking so long. Let's see. Well, it's quiet, suggesting this is the ESS, but we heard a selector cutting in to this trunk, so there's no double header. This is a trunk that we were connected to just now when we dialed that 6. Yeah, sounds like a trunk to the ESS, and it's going to receive the last 5 digits. So you dial 4-6 and you go into the Smyrna ESS on a special 5-digit trunk, which assumes 4-6. So the Smyrna ESS is the first tandem, and then, because the Smyrna ESS doesn't have direct trunks to Fayetteville, it puts the call through to another tandem, in this case the number 1 ESS in East Point, which then dials into Fayetteville. And that's why, after we dial one more digit, we're going to hear a short pause, followed by a bump and a T-carrier trunk coming on, then a long pause while East Point dials into Fayetteville, and then finally another bump, and we'll hear the Fayetteville recording.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry.
So let's take a quick inventory of the 4s. First of all, we know that 4-1 goes to a test and service code selector. We've called 411 already, so we've seen that. Now the 4-2s are all in Marietta. Four goes to a second selector. Cool. 2 goes to this wire trunk to Marietta, with lots of crosstalk on it. This is the Marietta incoming selector. A 2 here goes to the 422 crossbar 5. And now we dial right into the crossbar 5, the last 4 digits. This is the ring we heard on repair service, by the way. So when you dial 4-2, the Smyrna step actually gets to be a step. No ESS involvement there. Now the 4-3s are all right here in Smyrna. Let's just dial an intra-office call, and of course it'll be step all the way. When it comes time to dial the last two digits, the background noise will change because we will have hit a connector switch instead of just another selector. The 4-4s in Atlanta are in two different places. 4-4-5 is a small step in Dallas. 4-4-7, 8, and 9 are crossbar 5 in Norcross. Both of these are pretty much on this side of Atlanta, and there's a lot of traffic between this office and those. So they might have a third selector on 4-4, and then the third digit would decide which office the call went to. On the other hand, maybe they've got another one of those five-digit trunks to the ESS that assumes 4-4. Well, as soon as we dial 4-4, if it's real quiet, it's the ESS. Here we go. Okay, so they have a special 4-4 trunk to the Smyrna ESS, and let's call Dallas 445. This is going to go out on 2600 controlled carrier, by the way.
One interesting thing that I found was the digit 0 into a 4-4 trunk is taken by the ESS as 434, even though when you actually call 434, it goes on a completely different trunk anyway. But now I'll demonstrate dialing 44 plus 0 plus the last four digits.
You have reached 434-2504 has been changed. The new number is in Marietta 973-7027. Please make a note of it. 434.
The 4-5s are all in the same place, and it's not far away. Let's try dialing it. Okay, this is a T-carrier trunk. I don't know whether to be excited or not, but at least we're making a call out of Smyrna without going through the ESS. Chamblee has a step, and this is the main incoming selector. We'll call a supervision test in the step. The Chamblee step has city ring, but for some reason, the vacant levels have always gone to a modern tone reorder. That was true even before there was an ESS in the building. Let's dial 4-5, then something that's not valid. Four 5-1, 7 and 8 are STEP, 4-5-2 and 4-5-5 are ESS, and the STEP just switches you over to a 4-digit trunk to the appropriate ESS code if you dial it. I'd include that here, but it's just T-carrier to an ESS, so let's go on. Now we know about the 4-6s that goes to the ESS. The 4-7s are all over the place. Some are nearby, some are down on the south side. This would be a very good candidate for another special trunk group to the ESS, which assumes 4-7. I'll call Duluth 4-7-6. I expect it's going to go through the ESS. The first call in this series was to Stockbridge 474, and it went through exactly the same way. 4 went to the second selector, 7 went to one of those special 5-digit trunks for the 4-7 codes into the Smyrna ESS, and then the last 5 digits got dialed. Then the Smyrna ESS sent the call through the Buckhead ESS tandem, that's the one on the north side, and then that dialed out into the STEP CDO over N2 or N3 carrier. The 4-8s in Atlanta are also all over the place, and so it is appropriate again to use the ESS on 4-8. And by the way, you can dial a 0 into any one of these trunks and get the 434 code. The reason they've done that is so that they can access the test numbers on these special trunks. So if they want to do a supervision test on the 4-8 trunk, they pick it up and dial 0 plus 3009, and they'll get 434-3009. That's the soup test. So let's call something beginning with 4-8. How about Peachtree City 487? It's a number 2 ESS. The Smyrna ESS uses the East Point ESS tandem to get there. And it's all on T-carrier.
All day on Wednesday. We're open on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The number 2 ESS is going to cut me off the line in just a second, then I'm going to flash and redial the last 5 digits into the Smyrna trunk.
All day on Wednesday. We're open on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And here's a call to a crossbar PBX in the 491 prefix. 49 goes to the Smyrna ESS on a special 49 only trunk, then Smyrna tandems to the Tucker ESS, which tandems to the PBX.
Thank you.
and now I'll see what's on 4-0.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry, your call did not go through as dialed. Please hang up and try again or ask the operator for assistance. This is a recording. I'm sorry.
Now we've gone through the whole outgoing switching train for Smyrna, and amazingly, what we have here is a number one step located near the center of a metro area that only has direct trunks to 4 different entities. Everything goes through the ESS except 4-2 for Marietta, 4-3 for intra-office calls and calls to the ESS in the same building, 4-5 for Chambly, and 8 for the incoming selector in the 8th step. And that's it. To accomplish this, they had to set up the ESS so that it had special trunks for the 2s, the 3s, the 5s, the 6s, the 7s, and the 9s, as well as the 4-4s, the 4-6s, the 4-7s, the 4-8s, and the 4-9s. Amazing. And at the time, I didn't think very highly of that arrangement.
Now that we've gotten that ESS garbage out of the way, let's make some real phone calls.
Real phone calls, meaning no ESS and no T-carrier. Well, in our next segment, we'll actually make some real phone calls to Marietta, the 4-2s. One of the few places you can call from here that actually lets this step be a step. But we'll start the next segment with my best attempt at explaining how this rather unusual arrangement came about.